smart decisions have never been more important. Are you thriving or just surviving? Welcome to Survey the Expert, the podcast series where we find the answers to the questions you have to build your business, keep it safe, and get things done.
Welcome to a very special installment of Survey the Expert. I'm your host, Sean Weatherall. Today, we're going to be joined over the phone by Lisa Feierstein, VP of Sales for Active Healthcare. Her DME organization has been accredited by ACHC for over 15 years. She's going to talk about the process she went through, the fear she had, and finally, the benefits to becoming accredited. So let's begin. Lisa, why did your organization decide to become accredited?
So Active Healthcare chose to become accredited 15 years ago before accreditation was mandatory in the state of North Carolina for a few reasons. We were a small company. There were just two of us, and we felt that it gave us instant credibility, and it also gave us that credibility to compete against the regional, national, and the already established durable medical equipment companies. And so we felt that even though it was a huge undertaking, and we were already working 24/7, that the time, the effort, and the energy that we would put into it would be well received.
In the beginning, what were some of the fears that you had or the hurdles you had to overcome to become accredited?
So our initial fears and hurdles in deciding to become accredited were, number one was the expense. We had not two pennies to rub together, and we were taking a leap of faith that this would help grow our business and give us instant credibility. And so that was the biggest hurdle, was putting together the money. Second hurdle was putting together the time that it takes to look at the standard and then integrate them into your business and then come up with a reasonable program around that standard. Because we wanted to make this part of our company. It wasn't just something to do the day we were accredited and then put aside. And so the time it would take. And yes, it does take enormous amounts of time and employee buy-in to do accreditation.
Now, 15 years ago, when you were considering accreditation, why did you choose ACHC?
We decided to go with the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare because we felt that they understood small business owners. We also felt that the standards really understood the durable medical equipment business. We also felt that most of them were doable standards. And in conclusion, we felt that it helped us be a better company without telling us how to do our patient care.
Lisa, I think the listeners would love to hear about your experience with becoming accredited, obviously not only once, but just recently for your fifth time. Could you share some insights?
When it was time to choose ACHC and the first surveyor actually came into our offices, our experience really was very positive. We found the surveyor was helpful and encouraging. And I need to say, going through it for a fifth time just recently, we have found each surveyor each time to be very helpful and encouraging, and that we found the recommendations that the surveyor came back to us with were very doable. And so we were able to quickly integrate whatever suggestions were recommended into our business and into our standards and make it happen. We found that ACHC has always been concerned about our business as a small business owner, and accreditation is a part of what we stand for. So we just know that it is something that is in our elevator speech, it's on our business cards, it's on our website, that it gives us a certain standard of care that we feel very confident promoting, and we're very proud of it. We also know that once you've done it initially, that first time is the hardest. And that being reaccredited four times after our initial time, each time it causes a little bit less turmoil.
So it's a little bit less painful each time.
Right. And as we've grown, we've embraced other team members to assist us in the process. And so it's brought more people into the fold and their understanding of the standards.
Well, Lisa, this has been very enjoyable for me, and I bet the listeners have learned a lot.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for listening to this special edition of Survey the Expert. I'm your host, Sean Weatherall. I look forward to having you again. Until next time.
This podcast is a production of the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare Incorporated. All rights reserved. Copyright 2012. This podcast cannot be duplicated or transcribed without written consent. The podcast is for information purposes only and should not be misconstrued as legal advice. Please seek advice from qualified advisors in your industry.